Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that it was refused to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November the 15th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, but boy, do we got our work cut out for us. A quick recap of yesterday's show. It is available online, on demand at libertyroundtable.com. It's kind of comical. Whenever I look for radio interviews and such like that, they always say, are you just a podcast? Are you just an internet radio station? Well, no, we're on AM and FM terrestrial affiliates. And oh, good, I'm glad you're real radio, they say. I find that comical. Dr. Laura moved to podcasts. Many talk shows are moving to podcasts. Guess who's the latest one to do the very same thing? Laura Ingraham, quitting her radio show. She wants to spend more time with her family. We'll talk about that as the broadcast unfolds, but she's moving to podcast. Pretty soon you'll say, Laura Ingraham, are you a real radio show or you just do a podcast? Wow, the new media is taking center stage. I'll tell you that right now. Speaking of that, yesterday's broadcast is available on demand for free at libertyroundtable.com and on your Roku player and on your, Alexa and on your Google and everywhere, right? I'm just telling you, Liberty Roundtable Live is everywhere if you want to listen. Tell all your friends, spread the word, free on-demand radio, news the networks refuse to use, hard-hitting talk, all available just for you. All right, yesterday we had on two guests. First one was our buddy Larry Pratt. We had a discussion of all things liberty. And we talked about a handgun for Christmas. Wisconsin's company, Benshot.com, BenShot.com. They're having a firearms gift for every employee. All 16 employees are getting firearms. And employees are required to take a gun safety course before they can qualify to receive the present. And just so you know, Benshot bulletproof glass, it's handmade in the USA, they say. We're bringing manufacturing back to a small community, one bulletproof shot glass at a time. Wow. Pretty neat stuff. Anyway, Donald Trump says Democrats are trying to steal the elections, but I think it's Republicans and Democrats. Believe it or not, I agree more with Barack Obama than I do Donald Trump on that. Why? Because it is. It's the swamp trying to manipulate elections, ladies and gentlemen. You and I want an honest, open count of the elections, but they want to count either restrict votes if it favors them, count every vote, even illegals and kids and dead people and every vote on the planet if it benefits them. Bottom line is they gerrymander all the time. Republicans and Democrats all do it. The inside swamp isn't into honesty. They're into power. All right, we talked about, Kennesaw, Georgia? Yeah, guns are required by law, homeowners having guns. There are exemptions, but hey, it's one of the safest places on the planet. You don't hear about folks shooting them up over there, do you? Because people might shoot back. The good guys with guns stop the bad guys every time. If you don't believe me, just ask the cops. They all have guns, and if we don't need guns, why do the cops need guns, huh? Just wondering. The one media message you never heard from the borderline shooting. It is the people who survived the shootings at the bar in Thousand Oaks, California, who said, you know what? If a good guy would have had a gun sooner, we could have stopped the carnage and more people would be alive today. Where's the mainstream press allowing those folks to have a say, huh? Well, this is Liberty Roundtable Live. There is no other talk show like it, and we bring this to your attention. Hour two, we had an incredible columnist on. Her name is Rachel Alexander. And she wrote an incredible column called The Deep State Imprisons Another Good Guy. It's written on WND.com and the website she writes for called stream.org. Anyway, Rachel did a phenomenal job with us. And we talked about the three most insane conspiracy theories they say Republicans are using to not count every vote. Again, you got the deep state fighting with one another and, in my opinion, creating distraction like a magician. You got to focus on the real issues, ladies and gentlemen. That is, they all commit vote fraud. They just do. And the question is, can we, the people, straighten it out? If we use the checks and balances and the rule of law and there's enough of us involved, the answer is yes. But if we just don't care as a nation and there's only a few, you know what? We won't get it done. It's up to us. But I'm submitting to you that if we turn to God, family, and country, we can get anything done. And if we don't, you know what? Without the guidance of the Almighty, we're in trouble, folks. I'm telling you right now. How many talk shows are willing to tell you that, huh? We talked about a Florida rep. The guy's name is Matt Gates. And he uses Jim Acosta metaphor to describe the Broward County vote crisis. There's a vote crisis for sure, but it's not just Broward County, folks. That might be the tip of the spear, if you will, but it's all over the country, I'm telling you right now. We talked about a 2016 affidavit. Broward County election worker saw empty ballots being filled out. Rachel Alexander wrote that piece, documented this reality. Who's telling you that in the media, huh? Well, they claim, don't worry, they had faxed in ballots from overseas from veterans, don't you know? And they were just helping the veterans transfer their faxed ballots to real ballots. But you got to ask a question, is that legal? Does that provide custody of the ballot? Is that moral and ethical, and is that acceptable? Or should people go to jail, see? All right, we talked about the question, how is Lois Lerner from the IRS, knowing full well she belligerently targeted conservative groups, how is she running around free, but Steve Stockman, who wanted accountability for Lois Lerner, is in prison, 10 years prison. How is that, folks? And the answer is because the system is corrupt. It's all get out from the Justice Department on down. And it's because we, the people, don't do enough to demand change. We talked about the Donald Trump Justice Department declines to charge Lois Lerner, a key figure in the IRS scandal. The Chicago Tribune writes that. So see, even Donald Trump knows Steve Stockman, former congressman's in prison, and they know Lois Lerner's running around free, and they allowed chance of lock her up regarding Hillary. But then the Trump administration seems to do nothing about it as they discuss, quote, prison reform. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds as well. Bottom line is that's the recap of the news that it was refused to use. Yesterday's broadcast, still available at your fingertips, libertyroundtable.com. News that it was refused to use starts today. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. The Republicans are losing no time, Kurt, in their, quote, lame duck session right now. GOP chooses California Rep. Kevin McCarthy as next speaker in the House by secret ballot vote. Did you see this?
I saw that they had chosen him as the minority leader, assuming that means, you know, next
Yeah, it does, because they lost, so it's minority, not majority now.
But this is for right now, so he's taking over?
No, I don't think so. No, it's the next Congress. So that's why I say lame duck, Kurt. Lame duck means they're just shut down until they restart.
Oh, I thought lame duck meant right after the election, you know, between now and...
That's exactly what it means, but shut down means they'll get nothing done.
Because
they'll just squabble and vote in the next leader and take care of house cleaning and go on long Thanksgiving breaks and long Christmas breaks and battle and argue amongst themselves. And I mean, I hope they get something done. I hope they surprise me. But usually lame duck means they're just kind of sidelined. But you're right. It is that time between when the elections happen in November and then when the, quote, restart in January, so to speak, happens, right? But anyway, the bottom line is they put Kevin McCarthy in there. And I don't know what you think about him being the next speaker, Kurt, but if you go look at the Freedom Index, the guy's in District 23, and he's got, do you know what his Freedom Index is?
No, I'd expect it to be about 60, though.
Oh, you're so close, 61%, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Well, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. It's sad, right? I mean, I think it's sad.
Yeah, compared to the, you know, one or seven or whatever of many. It's a lot better, but compared to the 99 or 100 that we wish for, it's
well, and see, you're not talking about just a leader. You're talking about the, in our, I don't know what you want to call it. I don't know if I should say our side, but in the conservative ranks, if you will, he's the leader. So this guy's kind of the choke point guy that decides what goes forward, what doesn't, who gets what appointments. I mean, this guy's very powerful in the seniority game they play. Constitution doesn't really call for all these seniority, you know, belligerent rules and guidelines and all that kind of stuff. Well, I find it fascinating that not only was he put in there, not only does he only have a 61%, I guess that's the best we can hope for a leader, but it's kind of, he's put in there by a seniority deal, and it was a secret ballot, Kurt. Are you comfortable with the secret ballot? See, I'm not. I think they ought to elect the Speaker of the House that's not a member of Congress. I think they ought to do it publicly, not in secret ballots. But I guess Jim Jordan lost to him in the secret ballot is how it went. Jim Jordan would have been better than McCarthy. Is it Jim Jordan? Is that his name? I know it's Jordan. I can't remember if his name is Jim,
right.
But I think it is.
I'll have to look at him.
You got to wonder, what is Jim Jordan's freedom index kind of deal, you know? Well, we'll find that out. We'll come back. We'll grab our buddy. We'll talk about gold and silver. We'll do it all in seconds. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Yeah, so Jim Jordan loses to Kevin McCarthy in a, quote, secret ballot for Speaker of the House. Kevin McCarthy only has a 61% freedom index, but our buddy Jim Jordan, Kurt, has 80%. So in my opinion, the Republicans continue to elect swamp monsters via secret ballot. It's a tragic situation. Any quick comments before our guest on that? All right.
Well, you know, at least when it comes to which one to choose, it's too bad. I think it is Jim Jeffords, if I remember right. But
No. Jim Jordan, 80%.
Jim Jordan, yeah. Well, 80 is a lot better than 60, you know, one. But, you know, Yeah, bottom line.
Well, and I think a guy like Jim Jordan, if you work with the guy right, he could be way better than 82. So I think that there's a lot of chance of working with somebody that's got 80% to say, hey, buddy, you're not seeing this right, and befriend him and share with him the supreme law of the land and the Constitution and help the guy, whereas the 61% guy I think is a little less easy to help, if you will. But anyway, there you go. The Republicans, again, in secret ballot is the point. Lower the bar. So, you know, as minority, which is already kind of a second-rate status, they're going to really struggle with a guy at 61%.
But I do believe the reason they do the secret ballot, at least they say, and I don't think it's really much of a secret who's supporting who, but is so that then, you know, they don't dole out or not dole out the leadership of the different things based on who voted for who.
Well, I think if it was all transparent, it would stop more of that than the secrets would stop that. So, you know, the debate is transparency versus secrecy. And if you say all secrecy is going to help us make sure that we do it right and fair and honest and open, I don't know that I buy it. So I understand the point. I just personally disagree with the point. All right. Brian Rust, rustcoinandgift.com. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you very much. Good morning, guys.
They say more people than ever are going to fly. Turkeys can't fly, but you sure can. And more people are doing it for Thanksgiving, sir. And they say gas prices are tanking. And that's going down. The Federal Reserve still saying they're doing a phenomenal job manipulating the economy. And they say the jobs and the lower gas and everything just proves what a phenomenal job they're doing. But Donald continues to attack the Federal Reserve. And, well, what's that going to do for gold and silver, sir?
Well, it's going to move the metals up. You know, I think I like that. Well, yeah, they're doing a great job. They're dropping gas prices, and or the oil's dropped, obviously. And so we think, okay, well, this is looking good, especially for the holiday, right?
What do you think, Kurt? I don't like the manipulation of everything. I'm more a free market guy where I'm saying, look, let the appropriate balance of supply and demand dictate a lot of this. We don't need the government manipulating interest rates, dropping gas prices, releasing reserves, doing all these, you know, complaining the oil cartels of OPEC and everything else. Or, hey, pretty soon the gas prices are going down, but they're going to stop or reduce production. And then we're begging them to keep production up. And the Federal Reserve is... I don't like all this. We got to play with every lever in the economy plan, Brian. And that's kind of my problem with it all is that they pick winners and losers in that. And it's a fool's game. Every country in the world that does this eventually melts down and loses this con game.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think, you know, if you allow things to take, you know, to happen the way that they should happen, I think everything kind of works way out. I mean, we look at the big bailouts of the big banks over the number of years ago and so on, and how it's okay for them to do this for that because we can't allow that to happen here. But it's all about manipulation. See, they don't have control. If the free market, you know, works itself, they don't have control. And as they have control, they can, well, look at all the illegal things that are happening. We're seeing this every day. So...
what do you say, Kurt?
Well, one of the main things that was on my list for Brian's visit was, you know, I remember last week we saw the story where they, I don't know that he got to comment on it, but it was the silver and gold markets basically being manipulated by the insiders. And they talked about a, what was that thing called, spoofing, Sam? You know, I think you said it happens in a lot of different things, but in this case, what they would do, these guys would basically, they'd submit an order, and then before the order really got a chance to be completed or whatever, they'd withdraw it. And so they would... change the prices of silver and gold based on their, fake orders.
Yeah, so when you play with fake silver and gold prices, meaning futures, they haven't materialized yet, then you get these supercomputers that go in and spoof pretending they're real people with real orders, and then what happens is you pop in a bunch of orders, creating this massive demand, and then you yank the orders at the last second, changing the demand, quote, reality, and what you're doing with these supercomputers that are flash fast is you're spoofing, pretending you're a bunch of different people when you're really not, and you're just simply playing games with the futures. But the idea of futures when it comes to commodities like constitutional currency, gold and silver, is already a farce. So the problem is the farcers are out farcing the farcees. I don't know what that means, Brian, but there you go.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah, well, you see reports of that where they you know, on paper, that's it. I mean, that's what's happening with a lot of these big central banks and so on. You know, on paper, they drop that market based on dropping X amount of paper hitting that market, or even spoofing and allegedly that they're going to drop the market. So, you know, then that suppresses the metals prices. We're looking big, you know, major central banks buying up metal. So we're seeing that. What does that tell you? So, I mean, if they're pushing that down and then buying up physical, why would they want physical if they don't need physical? If it's not going to do anything for them, why would they need it? Well, they're buying it. So,
well, the problem is dishonesty begets dishonesty, sir. And so what if I just got some algorithm that said, I'm about to spoof the spoofers, be ready to be spoofed and spoof, and I'm going to future the futures. And what I'm saying is I'm mocking it a little bit, but I'm making the point that at what point do we say you can play games, but yet it's, quote, legal, versus when does dishonesty illegality cross the line, right?
Right. So when is accountability? I think, where's the accountability? You know, it's like, you know, no one wants to hold anybody accountable for the actions. Well, I mean, we're seeing it across the board. As you mentioned even earlier, you know, Donald Trump doesn't want to, you know, hold this person accountable for what they're doing. But yet another person, they're spending time in prison. What makes this person, you know, we're putting him in prison, but this person can get off scot-free. So I don't, as long as you belong to some club or you're on the good old boys' side, then you're fine, depending. Or doesn't matter what you're doing, you're fine. Where others are, yeah.
Well, what you got is the government picking winners and losers. So the Federal Reserve, it's not federal at all. It's not part of the government. It's a private banking cartel of thugs is what it is. 12 primary banks make up the dishonest system. Okay, they're allowed to get a special privilege. You got gamers in Nevada and Atlantic City and a few other places. They've been given special permission to defraud the public and game the systems in their favor. All the while, you got these lottery tickets all across the nation. They allow the system to be gamed and the government to be the winner, quote, every time. And so then you got these commodity trading futures, which isn't at all real delivery of anything. And some are allowed to manipulate the system legally and honestly and everything. And others are basically, they go to jail for it, right? You got Enron folks went to jail, but hey, the rest of these folks are just running around scot-free. How do they pick the winners and the losers? And I submit to you, it's just the swamp. If you've got connections, hey, you're fine. If the wind changes and your connections have become not the part of your control or the, quote, swamp in power and your friends aren't the decision makers, then you're in trouble. And I mean, isn't that what we've kind of bred in America today? We start with dishonest money and dishonesty just racks the whole system all the way through.
Yeah, you're right on. We're seeing it more and more. You know, it just gives the false sense that I think people are nervous, scared, and so on because they're seeing, gosh, you know, it's kind of like all the systems across the board. If I'm not paying my tax or I'm not any, the IRS is going to clamp on me, da da da. I'm going to jail. But yet others, they can kind of do this and that, no big deal. And we're going to bail out these banks because we can't afford that to happen, them to go under because it's going to hurt, da 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 da. But they don't care about this side and. If they do this and the metals rise, I don't know. There's a whole spectrum of things and it's just uncertainty that puts in people's minds. And, you know, I think one of the big things that needs to happen is people need to prepare a little bit. That's why, you know, I think that insurance policy, gold and silver and metals, you know, protect your paper assets that you've worked hard to establish some kind of a value. And I think it's more important now than ever.
Ladies and gentlemen, gold is real money. It is timeless insurance. It is nature's currency. It is the supreme law of the land, constitutional currency. Norm Franz said gold is the money of kings. Silver is the money of gentlemen. Barter is the money of peasants. And debt is the money of slaves. Where do we find ourselves? I'm somewhere, sad to say, I don't know. I'm like a peasant, gentleman, slave kind of guy. I don't know. Very strange. Stay with us, Brian. Quick pause. I got a couple more questions for you. Then we'll let you fly.
Okay.
This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam, Kurt, and Brian on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com, riding shotgun on your radio today. Honest Money Report, ladies and gentlemen. Gold is at $1,210.90. Silver's at $14.16, and it's time to buy in my mind. Because whatever gas goes down, commodities go down a little bit, at least when you compare to the fiat dollar. The dollar's, quote, fake stronger at this point. But the bottom line is it's time to buy. And what people really need to do is not look at it as anytime they buy, it's a win or a lose. They need to look at it more broadly and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to look at the concatenated efforts of my buy. If I've been buying for 30 years, the average of my buy is the key. And the reality is that it's preserved my wealth. Just reality is if you hold on to a dollar, hey, because of inflation, your dollar becomes worth less and less and less and less. Not so with gold and silver. Not so with constitutional commodity-based reality currencies. That isn't true. So you got to understand, it isn't a get-rich scheme. And that's the problem, is that everybody's been trained to look for a get-rich scheme. And they're going, man, gold's not doing very well, is it? My golly, I invested in it, and 5 years later, I don't have a lot of increased value. What's the heck, Sam? I don't know what to do. Look, you're not going to get rich. I mean, you might if the dollar melts down. But it's about stability. It's about preservation of wealth. It's not about a get-rich scheme. If you want that, you need to go across the border if you live in Utah and buy a lottery ticket and just pray for your wins. 99%+ you're going to lose. Compliments of your government rigging the system against you. But nevertheless, it isn't a reality check to expect to get rich. I mean, it is a reality check. You can't expect to get rich. Brian, do you want to respond to that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We kind of live in a day where, you know, all these get rich quick schemes. You know, your medals, that's just it. The medals are kind of a protection, basically. So when you're not going to make the major increases on your medals and so on. And other times, yeah, possibly you would, but it protects your not only your portfolio, but your peace of mind. I mean, if you have an injury or some kind of a disaster within your family, or you need to, you know, fall back, you put some metal aside, you have real buying power today. Yeah, you may not have made money on it, but you didn't have to go out and borrow. And, you know, so many Americans today are forced to borrow, you know, just to keep up. So I think it's an important, you know, part of someone's portfolio. Yeah, maybe you don't, you know, you lose a little bit here and there, but you also may gain, and it protects you and gives you peace of mind where I have instant cash today if I need it.
All right. Anything else, Kurt?
You know, when you look at the whole spoofing world that we talked about and the way they manipulate the prices, take advantage, ladies and gentlemen, of what the big boys are doing. When, like Brian's saying, hey, they're buying up silver and gold, and like he says, the real stuff, do the same. You know, get what you can. If you've got money laying around that's not being, you know, I guess you could say useful, at least turn it into honest money, the gold and silver coinage that the Constitution talked about, and be prepared to, hey, have that as a savings, as a nest egg, as a protection against, the rough stuff in front of us, I believe. RussCoinAndGift.com.
Yeah, headline says, Bitcoin scammers impersonate Musk. I guess there's a big scandal here. People thought that Bitcoin and some of these couldn't be scandalized, but I warned you and told you they could. They promised to compensate people with Bitcoin if the victims first send along payments with the, quote, cryptocurrency. So it's the latest version of a classic cybersecurity breach. The hackers briefly gained control of big box chain Target and the Twitter account on Target, okay? Target, don't worry, said they regained control of the Twitter account within a half hour. But the hackers were able to post a tweet on Twitter promising 5,000 Bitcoin in the biggest, quote, crypto giveaway in the world. Anyway, the bottom line is they said you'll be able to use the cryptocurrency in Target stores, and they want to celebrate this event with all users. It's Target's big dip in the toe in crypto. That's an interesting phrase, dipping the toe in crypto. Anyway, the problem is it's extremely hard to trace the scandal, so they probably can't get anybody. Brian?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, these are all these things that, you know, the problem is with a lot of this the cyber attack forces throughout the world that are preying on the U.S., and we think, oh, this is the perfect thing to have. They can't trace it and so on. I just need to put my money into that. Well, we're seeing the effects of some of these things that they say, oh, that can't happen. But we know that through anything, you know, the computer channels or, you know, that cyber world out there can be hacked. I mean, it's big corporations can't keep control of their things. So to think that it'll never happen is just a farce.
You know, yeah, I find it comical because, you know, I warned people about this. And, you know, a lot of people would diss my comments and they'd be like, Sam, you don't really know about, like, digital stuff, do you? I wish you were up on this because, buddy, there's money to be made. My response is, yes, there is. But I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of money to be made. There's always the other side of that, pardon the pun, coin, isn't there, Brian?
That's right.
I mean, how stupid am I? What goes up must come down.
You're right on. I think it's awesome. I mean, you're...
I'm just kind of like a redneck without a brain. You know, I don't get them digital things or anything like that. Okay, people believe this thing can't be hacked. But look, folks, the very anonymity that allows it to work and be decentralized is the very anonymity that allows these scams to, one, be perpetuated, and two, to not even find the perpetrator. Okay? It's very simple stuff. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be a computer guy like me. You just have to think logically for a second and say, there's two sides to every point, to every reality. And so anyway, Target got scammed, and now Elon Musk is getting scammed, and it's all over this Bitcoin thing where they literally promised the moon and the stars and the sun. Again, if it's too good to be true, you got to double down and go, wait a minute, is there something going? Why would I send my money first? If this is really a giveaway from Target, why don't you just give me the benefit and let me go in and just have a fantastic Christmas? But if you want me to give you something first, why? People got to ask that. Why would you want me to do that if you're just handing out the love, but you want me to give you the love first? Is there a reason for that? And will the love be returned? You got to kind of ask yourself that. With an unknown face behind the anonymity of, quote, digital currency with no tracks or tracing of any kind because it's decentralized and, quote, crypto or protected. Okay, you got to think through this, folks. How stupid are we? But it happens over and over and over. Then people are wondering why the scams continue. Because they work. People get rich. They don't get rich on cryptocurrency. They get rich on the scam surrounding cryptocurrency. By the way, if cryptocurrency was so awesome, why are people scamming? Why aren't they just benefiting on the crypto? See, it's another question you got to ask. Why do I got to scam people related to crypto to get rich if crypto is going to get everybody rich, Brian?
This is awesome. You're right on. We need to take notes, man. You know, start listening to what you got to say because you're absolutely right on. I've got clients right now that have come into me with all these promotional type coinage material that they bought online and so on that are just scams. You know, and I say, I've been here forever. I know some of these people. I've asked them. I've known you for 35 years. You don't come and ask me. This is what I do every day. And you don't come and ask me about this kind of material. I've got one client spent $300,000. He won't get $100,000 back. And he just wonders what. Yeah, it's the same scenario.
It's kind of like the guy that says this. Let me just explain something to you. I know that you can get super, super rich on the internet. You can launch an internet business and get super rich. What I need you to do, though, is I've got this special deal, $499, and I'll teach you how to get rich on the internet. And so then you buy this thing for $500 to learn how to get rich on the internet. And I'm just thinking, why am I selling this package to get rich on the internet? If everybody can get rich on the internet, why don't I give that away for free since we're all getting rich? I mean, why not do a, you know, where's a friend in need with a friend indeed kind of the. It doesn't make any sense, and people got to think through this stuff and say, wait a minute, there's something not right here, okay? So you need to be really careful, and you need to understand the founders. You know, I know they're going to say they're redneck farmers. They don't have a clue. They're not in the modern times. They don't understand modern finance. They don't understand digital. They don't, you know, okay, but they understood one thing very clear. If you have a hard commodity, and if you appropriately set the relationships in that, and you literally take delivery of that hard commodity. Now you got an asset-based system based on intrinsic value, not a debt-based system or a system based on fraud. They knew that, and it rings as true today as it did the day they literally doubled down and made it the supreme law, Brian.
Yeah. No, you're right. Well.
All right, any final thoughts before we let you fly?
Well, I think you guys are doing a great job to educate. I hope more and more people will take heed. But, yeah, it's a little. Some preparation's not going to hurt.
I'm just glad for the end of the day before we let you fly, before Thanksgiving, I'm just grateful Santa Claus is real. That's all I'm saying.
There you go. You hit it.
And ladies and gentlemen, you ought to play Santa Claus and buy your friends gold and silver coinage. RustCoinAndGift.com. Thank you, sir.
You bet. You guys have a great day. Happy Thanksgiving, too.
Amen. Thank you. All right, there he goes, doing a phenomenal job. He probably won't join us next Thanksgiving or next Thursday because it's Thanksgiving. We'll be live on the radio, and if Brian wants to join us, he's more than welcome, but we understand if he wants to hang out with the turkeys. All right, hang tight. Sam and Kurt, seconds on your radio.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt. And there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
There you go, Pink. We started to play a Pink song, and we changed our mind in the middle of the song, didn't we? Sorry about that. Oh. Hey, there you go. A Pink, man. Pink's in the news, and they're getting violent, Kurt. Well, maybe not Pink.
Yeah, Pink's good
what?
Point,
I don't know.
Sam.
Do you say better half in this case, Kurt, or not?
I don't know if you want to say that either. But you know more about them. I knew they had something to do with the whole, entertainment industry,
well,
but the headline reads Pink's husband Carrie Hart threatens looters will be shot on sight. It's a USA Today piece. Sydney Henderson is the author.
Now, what do you think of this, Kurt? You think that are you for this, or you think it's a bad idea?
Well, the thing is, if they're looting, doesn't that mean they're stealing, Sam?
Yes, sir. But it also, it's a little bit worse than stealing, because looting is kind of, in my mind, it's not like you just walk in and steal a candy bar because you're hungry or something. It's literally destruction with looting or with stealing along the way, right? I mean, looting,
yeah,
in my mind, is a little more like ransacking, destroying as you go, and taking what you want and breaking in. And what I mean is that it consists of a whole lot more than just stealing, right?
Well, yeah, and the at least as far as I can tell, it's certainly not a kind and gentle kind of thing. The boys at the dailymail.co.uk picked it up, and they go, this is their a little bit more detailed headline. Pink's husband, Carrie Hart, warns wildfire looters will be shot on sight and urges Californians to defend your land with Second Amendment after the couple were forced to evacuate their $110 million home. Carrie Hart, 43, I guess that's how old he is, issued the warning to looters in an Instagram post, and of course all looters pretty much check Instagram before,
especially follow Pink's husband on there.
He wrote, there have been sightings of looters breaking into homes. Well, if you are a looter, think twice if you're heading back into Malibu.
Now, I understand Pink's husband's point, Carrie Hart's point. I get that you have the right of self-defense and you have the right to protect your stuff. You know, the redneck Ten Commandments says, don't hurt me, don't take my stuff. Okay, I get it. However, I might lead with a different way of saying what he's saying, Kurt, because I wouldn't want anyone to believe that I intend to shoot or harm anyone. Now, self-defense might require a greater force to stop force applied against someone. I get it, and I support it, etc. I support the castle doctrine. I support the idea of using the Second Amendment, but I would phrase it differently. I wouldn't go out on the offensive and say anybody looting is going to be shot on sight, because it's a little bit reckless, in my opinion. Now, I might say, this home is guarded by Smith & Wesson, Or, you know, I might say, hey, we believe in the Second Amendment in this home. You should go find somebody else. Okay, I'm okay with the idea of a self-defense, of a defensive kind of a posture, saying we're going to, you know, defend our stuff, our people, our lives, our whatever. I get it, and I support it. I don't know that I cross the line and say, hey, I'm ready just to shoot people on sight. Because if you're not careful, when is somebody a looter versus when is somebody stopping somebody from being a looter? When is, you know, when people are hungry in a fire, when are they just trying to get food? Or what I mean is, it's very difficult to know intentions and to know reasons for things. I would be a little more careful than that. But I support the idea to defend one's position and to defend one's livelihood and stability and safety. The right of self-defense is sacred. I get it and agree. I wouldn't cross the line with rhetoric like that, though, because I think there's no value in it, Kurt. All it's going to do is bring a tax on Pink's wife. The anti-gunners are going to run around. All I'm saying is it ups the ante in a way that's not, in my opinion, responsible or helpful. Just my take. What's your thought? Any, I just think the comments are ill-advised, you know?
Yeah. I guess it's going to give Pink a little bit more, exposure, if you will. Or maybe she needs less exposure, but more, people
more modesty, less. But the problem is that the anti-gunners are just going to hate on Pink's wife or husband now. So,
yeah,
because they hate the Second Amendment and they hate all this stuff. And it just shows that pretty soon they'll say Pink's husband is a Trump supporter pretty soon. Right. And so I'm just saying they'll make it all political and manipulated. And certainly people will get fame and fortune out of it. But I think we ought to be a little more kind with our comments, a little more appropriately delivering this very valid message. And when you go over the top delivering it, you almost destroy the message for the rest of us, Kurt.
Good point.
And that's just me. And I'm not here to attack Pink's husband or anything. You know, I understand Carrie Hart's point, and I think we need to deliver a message that says, hey, you better not start looting. You just might die in the process. You know, I understand that. But I think we ought to go about it a little differently. I think we ought to say, hey, the American people and the police take the right of self-defense and the right of protecting private property very, very seriously. And the Second Amendment's in place to ensure their success. I would go about it a little differently. But what a sad tale to tell that he even has to throw out that warning in the first place. It just shows what our society has kind of devolved to, right?
Yep. Good point, Sam.
All right. Laura Ingraham announced she is ending her syndicated radio show. She wants to spend more time with her family. I find that interesting, but she will keep her Fox News gig. She'll keep her primetime slot on Fox News Channel, but she's going to move into podcasting, says The Hill, Kurt. What do you think of that?
And that's interesting to me, Sam.
So it looks like Laura Ingraham is just a podcaster, Kurt. We're a real radio show. Isn't that interesting? I just find it upsetting the narrative that they've so carefully set for themselves, huh, Kurt? But I say good for her, and I get it, and I hope she gets more family time. And I hope, because what, her radio show is 3 hours a day, Kurt? It's very time consuming. She could do a podcast in, what, 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes? I don't know how long it would be necessarily. But she wouldn't be tied to all the commercial advertising that takes up so much time. She wouldn't be tied to the news every hour. She wouldn't be tied to 3 hours, which is what they accept as a traditional old school radio show. She wouldn't be tied to all that. And it ought to free up a lot of time for her. I think it's actually good news, personally.
Yep. Very good
point. Any other tidbits on that? Pretty interesting.
You know, I was looking. There's two or three articles on it. Washington Examiner's got one. As you said, Laura Ingraham ending radio show, moving to podcast. So many of these, radio programs, they take, like you said, so much time to really say just a little bit of stuff. And, you kind of wonder how much you're being held hostage, you know, like in her case. She says, listeners demanded a more flexible listening experience, and my kids need more of my time. Podcasting is where all the action is happening now, and I intend to inject my own brand of humor and substance in the national conversation with in-depth interviews, conversations, and even more audience interaction. You know, she's not giving up on all the, you know, stuff with keeping her TV show. But
No. She's doing a lot, Kurt. I just think she's trying to maximize her time. And she's like, you know what? I'll get just as much coverage in 40 minutes on my podcast with more, you know, younger listener audience. And I'll get probably more out of that than I will out of the Fox, quote, radio 3-hour show these days. That's what she's really saying behind the scenes, right?
And in this Washington Examiner piece, it quotes her and says, while hosting a primetime television show and raising 3 children on my own, continuing a 3-hour morning radio show was no longer feasible. That's what she said in a statement sent out to Wednesday by Podcast One. Although, she said, she goes on, I will greatly miss my radio listeners and affiliates. Working late nights and early mornings has taken a toll on my family life. Plus, my radio audience is smart, savvy, and committed, and I know most
and
will
it means
follow.
They'll transition to podcast with her is what it means, Kurt.
That's what she's saying. She said, I know most will follow my new show in the format that is revolutionizing the audio world. Digital podcasting. There you go.
All I'm telling you is good for her. I get it. I agree with her. This isn't a negative. Some would say this is a step back or what happened behind the scenes. I don't see any of that, Kurt. I just see she realizes the new media has taken center stage. She realizes she can have, what, more with less? Or less with whatever you want to call it, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool, personally. I think it's all right. I'm happy about that for her.
Yeah. Family stuff is where it's at, huh?
Yeah.
You don't have to drive a long way to get to your studio.
Yeah. It's a little different with me just because, hey, we've been a traditional radio show and a podcaster for a long time. We do both. But we also don't fall into the trap that you got to have a 3-hour talk show, though. We reduced ours to 2 hours a long time ago as well. Mm-hmm. And I've contemplated making it 1 hour, Kurt. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I'm ready to do that yet, but I'm just saying we've talked about and thought about that, too. And, you know, that may at some point happen, too. All right, let's quickly cover this leech story. There's Kansas City Health Department in the news, Kurt.
Let's see. I'm trying to remember.
I guess they
this
poured leech on food meant for homeless people, and it's a big disaster.
They poured bleach. Sorry.
They're not doing leech?
Sorry. They're kind of leeches, I think. But what happened is, you got people trying to feed the homeless, Sam, you know, in Kansas
I don't know why
City.
They're doing that, man. That should be the government's job, Kurt.
Well, that's exactly the story here. The headline reads, after pouring bleach on food made for the homeless, Kansas City health officials changed course. Eli Rosenberg is the author. And so what happens is there's this group called the... looking for the name of it, but it's Free Hot Soup KC, they call it. Yeah. And so they try to basically feed the homeless and do it in the parks. And they were smart because they picked weekends, which typically means that the bureaucrats are, you know, not really working on weekends. You know what I mean, Sam? But in this case, hey, they had a few folks, somebody... You know, they say some people complained. I doubt it, but, you know, that's what they say.
Well, and there's so people that complain. They probably work for the government, Kurt, and they probably just went around and on government time went and complained, right? It wouldn't surprise me a bit if an insider did that.
That's what I'm thinking. But anyway, so these guys showed up, you know, the bureaucrats showed up, and apparently they got them to quit feeding the homeless, but then... The bureaucrats, just to make sure that the homeless didn't just go ahead and dig in there and get the food that they told them not to feed them, they dumped bleach on it, Sam. Now, you know, if it just seems like an evil thing to do, but it's more government out of control, Sam.
Well, it is evil. You could even say it's racist. It probably hurt blacks more than whites, Kurt.
Good point.
I defend the blacks and say we should... be charitable to all of them.
the people say, do we want to get permits and food handlers cards? No, we feel it's our individual right. We'd like to see something change, not just here, but nationally, so that people become more aware of the issues surrounding homelessness and have more freedom to become active and to do something about it.
Imagine that in America. We declare this nation shall endure.